Oh man. I feel like I didn't get a wink of sleep last night. Oh. Morning, loser. Didn't know you'd be up this early. You've got morning classes, huh? You're such a goody two shoes. Man. I still can't believe that you're my roommate for the rest of the year. These dorm rules are totally ridiculous. I mean, did they even bother to ask us what we wanted? Oh, nothing. It's fine. I'm just gonna grab some food. Hang on. Did you touch my leftovers from last night? I put them in here specifically with my name on it. You better not have. The last thing I need before finals is another roommate that thinks that my shit is theirs, too. That means no eating anything in the fridge with my name on it, no wearing my clothes, and no using my toothbrush. You got that? My last roommate. Yeah. They were very, what's the word? Entitled. It was a lot for me to deal with. Why do you think I changed rooms? I just didn't think they'd put me with you, that's all. I don't know what's worse. Dealing with my old roommate or being stuck with you. What are you giving me that look for? Payback's a what? Hey, don't start to get cocky just because we're stuck together now. I still don't like you. Look, I get it. You want to be tough and assert your dominance or whatever in the apartment, so I don't push you around. But I'm too tired to care. So will you stop that? All your snarky remarks and back-talking. I get it. I pick on you a lot when we're at school, okay? And yeah, payback does suck. I'm learning that. So you can knock it off already. And you better not have some grand scheme to get back at me or anything like that. I don't do pranks. An apology? This early in the morning? I mean, at least let me eat my salad first. I'm a vegetarian. Or did you forget? What do you mean you don't know what that means? Oh, good grief. If you don't know, then look it up, idiot. You have a phone, right? It just means I don't eat processed food or meat, stuff like that. I have a very specific diet that I stick to. Will you shut up and stop asking me questions? You're giving me a headache. What if you do what? Hey, what are you doing? Don't take my bowl away. I just got that. Why you? I knew it. You're gonna try to get revenge on me now, aren't you? What are you doing? Don't sit on the table, moron. Because you're gonna get germs on it. Make me suffer, huh? I knew that was gonna be your game as soon as I walked out here and you had that grin on your face. Look, loser. I really don't need this right now, okay? I've got a lot going on. And I know if roles were reversed, I wouldn't give you a break either. I would torment you endlessly, and make fun of you and bully you and... you know the rest. What do I have to do? Be good for you? Hey! Let go of my face. You're too close. Okay, fine. Back off. I'll do whatever you want. I'll be that thing you said. A good boy for you. Alright. I just want to get through the rest of the school year. And get through testing. Honestly, I'm too burnt out to bully you right now. So fine. You can have your revenge on me. And do whatever you want. What the hell do you mean that's too easy? I'm not giving up or anything. I just... Could we maybe hold off on this whole revenge thing just for a little bit? It's nothing. I don't want to talk to you about it. My life is none of your business, okay? I just have a lot on my plate. I don't want to deal with constantly coming back to the apartment, I don't know, waiting for your next prank or trick or whatever the hell you're doing. And will you please get off the table? That's just one of my pet peeves. I don't like people sitting on tables or countertops. So what if I'm a germaphobe? Hey, what are you doing? Get your foot off of me. Damn you. Do you have a death wish or something? All right. Stop that. You're pressing into my chest so hard it hurts. You think you're such a big shot now, don't you? Standing up to your bully like this? When he's at his weakest? Okay, fine. Just move. I'll tell you everything. But you have to get off the table first. Because I don't like you sitting up there looking down on me like that. It's frustrating me. I don't know why. Will you just stop it? Thank you. I lost a family member recently, and I'm still struggling with it. That's why I've been so down, and haven't been, you know, picking on you like I normally would be. It just happened so fast. To lose them like that. I wasn't ready. I didn't get to spend as much time with them as I wanted. I had so many plans. I couldn't. Don't touch me. I don't need your pity. So just don't. Hey. Will you let go? I don't need you to comfort me either. It's just a part of life, okay? I just thought I had more time. That's all. So now you know what's been bothering me. You can stop messing around now. Let go. Get off of me, idiot. I don't want you touching me. No, I won't suck it up. I don't need it. Especially not from you. Now, get off. Hey, let go of my wrist. So what? You're the one who's hugging on me without my permission. Stop it. You let go. Damn it. We can't both fit on this chair, idiot. We're gonna fall. Damn it all to hell. Will you get off of me now? I think you broke the chair. You're sorry? I told you. I don't need your pity. Now get off of me. Hey, don't straddle me, damn it. Will you stop? I hate being weak like this, and vulnerable. You're just making it worse. I said get off and let go. What? What do you mean you understand? No, you fucking don't. You've lost someone too? Like I care. I mean, I... Damn it. Don't do that. Don't turn this into your problem. And stop teasing me. You must really have a death wish now. I swear I'm never going to forgive you. This is so humiliating. Putting me in my place? What's wrong with you? I just spilled my guts to you and you're still treating me like this. Like I'm some helpless little kid or something. When I'm a grown-ass adult. How does it feel? I get it now. I'm sorry, okay? You've completely broken me. You win. I promise I'll never pick on you again. And yes, I do kind of get it. It does suck to always be the one on the bottom. Being looked down upon and degraded. You've proved your point. Now will you let go? My wrists are really starting to hurt. What's for my own good? Wait. Don't you dare. Hang on. I... I said no teasing me, damn it. You like me better like this? Oh, shut up. And wipe that look off your face. It's not like I'm enjoying this or anything. A distraction. I don't need a... Okay, I'll stop interrupting you. Just don't cover my mouth like that again. Because it... nothing. It's nothing. I'm secretly a what? No, I'm not. Get your head out of the gutter. Prove it. How do I prove that I'm not stop that. My face is not red. That doesn't have any effect on me. I don't know what you're talking about. No. I would not have fallen to the floor if you did that while we were standing. You beg to differ? Mm-hmm. You're not playing fair. You want to what? How could you say something like that? After the way I treated you. Don't tell me. You've had feelings for me this whole time. Despite everything I did to you. I knew it. That's why you're acting this way, isn't it? You're trying to get through to me in your own way. Because I just wouldn't listen to you before. Well, it's working, so you can stop. I'm sorry, okay? I didn't mean to play with your feelings. Like you're doing to me now. I didn't understand. I really didn't, I swear. Make it up to you. God damn it! This is so unfair. You're not even giving me a choice. Well, in that case, I choose to... That is to say, I... Well, I don't know. This is all happening so fast. I never thought that... And now with us being stuck together... For the rest of the year like this... I'm confused, okay? Give me a second to think. I am not playing hard to get. I just... Don't understand you. You always acted like you hated me. I mean, do you know how many times I've been in detention because of you? I get it, you were just trying to get me to stop. But still, if you had those feelings for me, why didn't you just tell me? You tried? I suppose you did. And I just made fun of you. But I didn't think you were serious back then. How could I? Okay, okay. My mind's made up. Fine. I'll give you this one chance. And I'll try not to fuck it up too. I know I haven't really been the best. And I know that I'm going through a lot of shit right now. And I get it, you're just trying to distract me. Even though this is pretty messed up. But, in some weird way, I kinda like it. And it scares me to admit that. Well, I'm glad that it made you happy at least. I still don't know how I feel. This will help me to decide. No. Damn it, don't kiss me again. Hey. Are you listening? Wait. Damn you. You've got me so flustered I can't even move. Hang on. What are you doing now? Wait. That's a bit much, isn't it? Hey. What the hell is wrong with you? You can't hold back anymore. Well, obviously. But can't this wait till later? It's almost time for us to go to school. It'll be fast. You would say that. All right, fine. 5 minutes. That's all I'm giving you. More than enough. Hey! Hey there, my little kitten. Thank you so much for listening. Now you're gonna hit that like button and subscribe. Because I told you to. Then you're gonna go down to the comment section and let me know what you thought of the video. After that, you're gonna click the link down below and join my Patreon. I think it's time you and I got to know each other better. We'll have one-on-one conversations. You'll get to choose the next spicy ASMRs. And I might even give you a nickname or two. Daddy Aki's gonna take really good care of you. All you have to do is let me. So what are you waiting for? And with that out of the way, it's time for you to go drink some water and do a little self-care today. That's an order, not a request. I'll see you next time. Love, Akihiko Kai.